All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, this offseason in the NFL, defensive end Jadeveon Clowney has been seeking to get paid, and he was not worried about which NFL team was willing to do it. Now, after being franchise tagged by the Houston Texans, Clowney was seeking a long-term deal that he simply was not going to get there. And because of that, Clowney is now a member of the Seattle Seahawks. Now, the Seahawks are sending a third-round pick along with linebacker Barkevious Mingo and Jacob Martin to Houston in exchange for Clowney. Now, earlier this week, we all thought that Clowney was heading to the Miami Dolphins, but then he fired his agent and he was back there seeking another team. And now that team has become Seattle. Now, Clowney cannot sign the long-term extension until after this year. He has to sign the franchise tag now due to the trade. But I like what the Seahawks have done, because now you are pitting Clowney with Ziggy Ansah. And this is giving the Seahawks one of the best duos in regards to edge rushers in the NFC. And I really like their chances, especially in the postseason, because you look at the teams that Seattle's going to have to go up against. The likes of the Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Chicago Bears, the New Orleans Saints, and the Los Angeles Rams. These are the teams that Seattle's going to need to get to and get through. And if you're going to stop those teams, you're going to stop the respective quarterback on those teams, you need to shore up your pass rush. And by themselves, Ansah and Clowney are solid pass rushers. Now, if you're Seattle, you can do a world of things. You can line both of these guys up on one side of the defense and give an opposing offensive line the idea, who are you going to stop? Because you're not going to slow down both of them. You can line them up opposite each other, and still you have a situation. Okay, who are you going to slow down? And if teams put so much focus on them, obviously it's going to free things up for the other guys on that defense. So I really like this move. For the Texans, it's a head scratcher. We've seen them trade Clowney. They really did not get a lot back from Seattle in this trade. We also saw them make a big trade with the Miami Dolphins, which saw them part with some picks. So I'm really not sure what Bill O'Brien and the Texans are doing right now, but getting back to parting with Clowney, that leaves a big hole on their defensive line and in their defensive front seven. But I like what this does for Seattle. It definitely has to boost them up as far as their odds to get to the Super Bowl this season, while the Texans are really regressing even before the season begins. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.